You are listening to Inspired Caring, episode number 80. Hello, welcome to Inspired Caring. I'm your host, Michelle Magner. If you are caring for an older family member, this is the podcast for you. Each week, I bring insight, tips, inspiration, and strategies to help you care for the people that you love without losing yourself along the way. Having cared for both of my grandmothers, I've helped manage everything from hospital stays, households full of belongings, to navigating senior living and end-of-life care. And I've worked in senior living as a result of that experience, serving my residents and their families as they've been on this journey too. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Inspired Caring. Hello, everyone. How are you doing? Today, I would like to talk a little bit about appreciating the things that are out of control, out of our control. I love a list and a plan. These things have served me really well and helped me to accomplish so many of my goals over the years, including being a stellar wife, mother, employee, volunteer, hostess, caregiver, student, and so on. It is so gratifying to execute something and cross it off the list that I am totally that person that if I do something and it wasn't on my list, I will write it on the list to cross it off. I love it so much. And we know there's no such thing as perfect. And despite our best efforts, when we try and micromanage situations, or for goodness sakes, people, other people, or anything for that matter, micromanaging it, we find ourselves often stressed out and really frustrated, and oftentimes disappointed. That disappointment can be in others. It can also be in ourselves, that we maybe didn't respond in a way that was our most loving, best version of ourselves that made us feel proud of how we behaved. And have you ever noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this, but have you ever noticed how other people just don't fall into line or do what we think they should do, even though we totally know what's best for them? And what they say and do is actually out of our control. So frustrating. And as family caregivers, we are constantly put in the ring with things that are out of our control. When we're trying to help aging parents, if they're out of town, in town, if we're hands-on, if we're like the secondary person, third, whatever, there's just always something surfacing that feels out of our control. There are health crises, stubborn parents, annoying family members that disagree with what we need to do next. There might be a hospital stay or a senior living environment. And in those situations, there are just even more things that feel like they're out of our control. And it can be really overwhelming. And obviously, companies and governments are making decisions that impact us. And so much of that feels out of our control. And accidents happen. And diagnoses happen. And there are other people all around us making decisions that can change everything for us in a moment. Like if an employer decides they're shutting down a branch or eliminating a department, things like that. I mean, just listing these things, thinking about all these things that are out of our control, I can feel my heart beating a little faster, my blood pressure rising, and it's stressful. You know what else is out of our control? The outcome of a football game. We were watching the Chiefs play last night, and I just think during football season, there's a lot on the line with fantasy leagues and rivalries, friendly or not. So despite how much we yell at the TV, coach from our couches, deck ourselves out in swag and jump up and down in disbelief at a ref's ridiculous call, all of that shit's out of our control. All of it. When the world starts to feel super overwhelming, one of the first things I do is to take a step back and just deep dive to what is within my control. How clean my house is within my control. Taking a walk in nature, eating a healthy meal, praying. The order I run my errands in is within my control, or who I can call and chat with. And of course, how I'm responding to someone within my control. We're making 35,000 decisions a day. So that's a lot of opportunities that help me bring back a sense of calm when things are challenging and feeling out of control. We choose what we're wearing. That's within our control every day, even if it's a 40-degree weather spread. So funny. Recently, I began to notice things that are out of my control in a different light. I think often we correlate things being out of our control with a negative emotion, or it has a negative connotation. But when we take a step back and stop trying to control everything, we can see that there are actually so many things that are out of our control, but they are still being executed brilliantly. There is no amount of planning, listing, running around, trying to micromanage everything that can help these things. And they are working out. So I invite you to take a minute and reflect on something, a situation, or an area of your life where you did not have your fingerprints all over it, but it seemed to work out anyway. Maybe it was something within a relationship, or your career, or with an aging family member, or your finances. It just worked out, even though you weren't micromanaging it. Have you taken a minute to have a sense of gratitude about it? Don't brush it over. Don't excuse it away. Your brain needs evidence that there have been occasions when things felt out of control and had a positive outcome. Let's take a minute to think about our bodies. We have a tendency to think about our pant size or give ourselves a hard time about something that we don't like about our body, and things that are, or something's happening with our body that it's just not how we want it to be. But have you thought about the thousands of miracles that are out of your control, but working perfectly each day and night for you? 22,000 times a day, we are breathing. You are breathing even when you sleep. 14,000 to 19,000 times a day, we blink. 2,000 gallons of blood are pumped through our bodies every day. Your heart is beeping. That's hilarious. Beating. Your heart is beating even when you are asleep. It is so out of your control. 580 times a day you swallow. Your fingernails are growing 1/10 of an inch each month. And for many of us who still have hair, our hair grows a half an inch per month, 6 inches per year. Like all of these things are happening out of your control. Your body is taking care of itself. These systems are all working together. And my gosh, like we don't have to do a thing. Our body's just showing up for us day in, day out. Wow. Thank you. What about nature? The sun rises and sets daily. And sometimes it fills the sky with the sweet colors of rainbow sherbet. I just took a picture of this last week coming home from my morning workout. The sky just looked delicious. The leaves are falling right now, totally out of our control. And in spring, they will peek back out of the branches as a fresh start. Grass is growing every day. Waves are crashing on the shore. The forest floor is restoring itself. All of these things are out of your control. So just allow yourself to sit peacefully in gratitude and reflect on the things that are happening that do not require your attention. And yet they get done. I know the pleasure of executing things within my control. I love a list and a plan and goals and all these wonderful things that give me a sense of accomplishment. And I'm having a heightened awareness of the delight in things that are out of my control. There's a powerful song by Ryan Stevenson called Eye of the Storm. I'll put a link to the YouTube video in the show notes. I have played this song as loud as my ears can take it, with tears streaming down my face, and felt such peace that when things feel out of control, I don't have to try and control everything. And the reality is I can make it through. A lot has happened in my life, a lot. And a lot of it has been out of my control, but I see myself to the other side. I can get there. So next time things are feeling like they are going downhill faster than you can handle, control what you can, delight in gratitude of the things that are happening within you and all around you, even though you are not involved. Have a beautiful week, everyone. I love you. Keep up the great work. I'll see you next week. Well, hello, everyone. Today, I would like to talk about assuming positive intentions and giving the benefit of the doubt. As I move through our world on a daily basis, I generally operate within the framework of assuming positive intentions and giving the benefit of the doubt, especially with people that I know or am close to, my husband, kids, friends. I believe that people not only do not mean me harm, but are actually supportive and uplifting me. And if something feels off, then I'm giving the benefit of the doubt and assuming positive intentions and working to not take it personally. I did a quick search of what the phrase assuming positive intention means, and it means to choose to believe the best of people and trust that they have good intentions. The hardest part of this, I think, is it really does require us to not take things personally and give a lot of meaning to other people's actions, that something that they're doing or saying is a direct hit against us. Much of the time, what other people are doing actually has nothing to do with you. So if a person, let's say, is checking out your groceries and is just slamming your stuff all around and being a jerk, there's a chance that something has happened within their day or life that has nothing to do with you. You just are now collateral damage. Does that excuse the behavior? No, of course not. But it doesn't mean you have to match their energy by taking it personally and then giving it back to them. Am I always perfect at this? No. No, I am not. Sometimes other people's shitty energy swirls me in, and I'm not my best self in that moment either. In fact, this is part of my evolutionary work, is to stay strong in my energy and confident in my energy, regardless of what's swirling around me. But after a rough encounter, what I've learned is that, like, in that specific situation, a rough encounter with someone who's being super negative and angry or whatever, I walk away feeling triggered and fired up if I'm matching their energy, which is just not how I want to operate within my day or life. Matching crappy energy just leaves me feeling crappy. When I looked up benefit of the doubt, what the answer on the interweb said is, when you treat someone as if they are telling the truth, or if they have behaved properly, even though you are not sure that is the case. So that looks a little bit like they're doing the best they can with the information they have, with what's happening in their lives, and with the lenses with which they are looking through. So when you think about the driver that cuts you off, or there's clearly a merging situation, and that someone waits to the last second to squeeze in, if you take this personally, one, you are giving them a lot of credit for being aware of what they're doing. And two, potentially they have tried pulling into the lane three times and no one has let them in. Maybe they're late for a job interview or on their way to the hospital. Who knows? Giving them the benefit of the doubt. And have you ever had an experience, an occasion where you've been driving along and someone flips you off or honks at you or gestures at you in an angry way? You have no idea what you've done. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if someone had been giving you the benefit of the doubt? I mean, driving is such an easy, low-hanging fruit example of these things. Saying, assuming positive intention, giving the benefit of the doubt. Some may say to me, look around, Michelle. People can't be trusted. They're screwing each other over all the time. Well, there's a lot of evidence around that our brains are collecting all the time to support our thoughts and our beliefs and our points of view. We love being right. Well, seek and ye shall find. Energy flows where focus goes. Your mind is continually searching for reinforcing evidence that you are right. And yes, there are a lot of terrible things out there that are happening. Unless you are using those things to fuel your desires to make the world a better place and solve problems, paying attention to all of the ways that humans are screwing over other humans just leaves you feeling like a mess. You're walking around carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders and lugging around a lot of negative energy. So if you're walking around daily with a general distrust of people, a chip on your shoulder, and are always ready for a fight, or ready to defend your point of view at any given moment, these are the types of encounters that you will continually have. Look for it, you will find it. I was talking to a friend recently. We sat down in a restaurant, and it was the kind where you go in, you place your order, you sit down, and then they call you up to get your food. And after we had ordered and sat down, a line started forming at the door. And I told her, we noticed it. It was notable. And I said, that always happens to me. Our family always seems to get in line for things before the wait is super long. And then a huge line will form behind us. And she laughed and said that was not her life experience at all. But then she paused and you could just see the wheels turning. And she recalled two recent experiences where they were actually there in line right before everyone else had arrived. And you could see her like think, huh, maybe this actually does happen to me more than I realize in my life. What has come up for me several times over the years is feeling caught off guard that someone I felt I had a connection with and thought I knew turned out to be different than I had believed. But through my increased awareness, I'm wondering, is it things are different because of an awareness of myself, or is it an increased awareness about them? In other words, have I grown and evolved? And so this disconnect with who I thought they were, maybe I'm the one that's changed, or maybe there is something that's happened with them. But we want to assume positive intention and give the benefit of the doubt. We, excuse me, we all have blind spots, you know, little spaces where we say and do things that are negatively impacting others and we're unaware. Kind of like the driver thing. Wouldn't it be nice if people were assuming positive intentions and giving us the benefit of the doubt? Especially when it comes to the many relationships we have in our lives, as family caregivers, within our own family, friendships, working relationships. Have you noticed that no one is getting through this life unscathed? My friend Brenda said once that we are all just walking wounded, and that really struck me and has stuck with me. Everyone is dealing with stuff. And it seems like the older we get, the heavier some of that stuff is. So just jumping onto Facebook for 5 minutes is like stepping on an emotional roller coaster. Someone's beloved pet died. Another child is celebrating a huge accomplishment. Another friend is caring for their chronically ill parent and struggling. Someone is on the trip of a lifetime, and another is being awarded an honor. While another just had a family member that recently passed or a best friend that needs our prayers. So you pop on social media for just a time waster and a mood booster, and now you've triggered 20 different emotions in this really short amount of time. These are the people that are walking around on the earth too, okay? They're out buying groceries. They're working in hospitals. They're making quick Target runs. They're meeting a friend for lunch in the restaurant and interacting with wait staff. They're leading business meetings, making huge decisions for corporations or families. Assuming positive intentions, giving the benefit of the doubt. Connection is one of my core intrinsic values, and communication is in my top 5 Gallup strengths. Both of these things are really important to me. So knowing that my values are around communication and connection, it influences and informs how I'm interacting with other people. If you know how you think and operate, it is so helpful in understanding how you interact with the world. And sometimes things do get sideways with someone. I've been leaning into Brené Brown's work on braving and working to become curious, trying not to immediately take everything personally and to circle up and touch base with them. I am a work in progress. And my work in progress over many, many years of my life is when I feel intuitively like a connection is off, my work is not getting weird and graspy because I want to clean up the connection. Something that I've learned is that people don't always want to have a hard conversation. And if I discover someone is upset with me, they don't always want to hear my side. And they are very much living in their own truth. And sometimes it does not align with how I see things. And the space where I'm growing is to be curious, to listen, don't defend. Where do we have common ground? Where are we still aligned? And then that deeper work, that deeper growth is being okay if we cannot get back on track. They get to feel the way that they want, and that's okay. I don't have to understand, and that's okay. The bottom line is, I believe moving through the world, assuming positive intentions and giving the benefit of the doubt has served me very well. Walking around thinking people are doing the best that they can and trusting them feels pretty good and keeps me in a headspace that I wish to operate my life in. People make mistakes. People mess up. I mess up. We sometimes do things oblivious to the impact it can have on someone else. Because let's face it, in the spirit of self-preservation, we tend to be fairly self-centered creatures. Have I been burned? Yep, you bet. But it's not often. And I would much rather be walking around assuming positive intentions and giving people the benefit of the doubt with an occasional burn than every day feeling like everyone's an asshole and out to get me. That's just not the life I want to lead. And it's certainly not the legacy I want to leave. So maybe take a week. Try just one of these things on. Assuming positive intentions, giving the benefit of the doubt. And then next week, try on another one. Give people grace, be curious, and just see how it feels for you. I will put Brené Brown's TED Talk on braving in the show notes for you to check out. And I love you. Have a wonderful week. See you next week.